Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us today on the program, we have Wamita Mathara, who is passionate about helping communities and companies become better for their people. After a career in international development, Mathara transitioned to tech and launched the Career Safari podcast. The Career Safari community has steadily grown, empowering women to have a healthier relationship with their careers, take risk, and achieve new levels of success. And Wamita, thanks for joining us here today.
Hi, Eric. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, it's such a privilege and an honor to have you with us today, and really appreciate you coming out. So tell us a little bit more about Career Safari and why you launched the platform. Let's start there.
Yeah, happy to. So Career Safari was launched to spotlight the unique and diverse stories of women from around the world. We provide insights and resources that we hope inspires connections and really to expand the idea of what it means to be successful. It actually started as a blog in 2018. I was at a point in my life where I was traveling a lot for work. You mentioned I was in international development, and I was also a little bit lost, to be honest, in terms of where I wanted to take my career. And luckily, in my work travels, I was meeting incredible women, women that were leading companies or founding childcare centers in the middle of a remote location. And I found myself at that time in really in-depth conversations with them. They would talk to me and about their divorce and how they got to where they were and the struggles that they had in their career, dealing with sexual harassment, dealing with nepotism. And in some of those conversations, we would end in tears. But at the end of it, the stories that I heard at that time really gave me life. And it gave me courage when I did not have it. And I wanted to provide that to others. So, and I also, I would say, wanted to make sure those stories were known. You know, we often hear conversations and we hear about career stories of well-known people. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I really wanted to bring more diverse stories to the forefront. So that is the heart of why we created Career Safari. It has since transitioned to a podcast, and it has allowed us to have a deeper connection to the audience and the women that we feature, who we call our torchbearers. We have a lot of entrepreneurs that follow Career Safari, mid-career professionals. And it's really interesting because it's expanded to this like robust platform. You know, people become curious about the topics and our guests. And at the end of the day, what we are creating now is community that offers a global perspective. We believe the journeys of women everywhere are unique and universal. So if you're a Career Safari listener, you're not just a listener, you're a part of something bigger.
Well, this is fabulous what you've created here, and I'm really thankful that you came out to introduce it to our audience as well. Now, tell me, where did you spend the bulk of your energy and time when you were first building Career Safari? I'm sure we could learn something from that.
Oh, my gosh. you're making me really think back to those days. So Career Safari, in essence, is an online media. So from a business perspective, when you start an online media company, you have to focus on content and building your audience. Now, was I clear about that in the beginning? Absolutely not. You know, I have a background in my undergrad is in business and communications, but there was no way in the world I thought I would ever one day create my own thing. But the reality of it, I was spending my time creating content, getting the stories out there to social media platforms. And in the beginning, I was concerned about how do I find women to highlight? It's a diverse story, so it just can't be my friends. I was taking time to write their stories. I was taking time to interview them, creating social media posts, you know, things like that. And those are not the wrong things to do. I just probably wouldn't have articulated it as focusing on content and building my audience. To me, it was just I was really interviewing fascinating people and I wanted more people to hear these stories. I knew that it could encourage people. And really, to my surprise, I built an audience. My whole thing was if I get to 50 people who listen and follow or read it, I should keep going. And it's clearly expanded from there. But then people started reaching out to me asking about what else can Career Safari do for them. I was like, that's a great question. And then the work expanded from there. But looking back, it starts with knowing your why. Like, why are you doing this? And why is it important? And I think that's important for every business. And it sounds simple, but you're going to be tested along the way. And that will be challenged and also likely evolve.
Yeah, great feedback on where you spent the bulk of your energy and time when you first built Career Safari. Certainly things to learn from in your response there. Now, also, I'd be curious, who do you look for when it comes to inspiration? What are you reading and who are you listening to?
Oh, okay. This is a nice one. So actually in our newsletter, we have something called, what's on our mind and or what has our attention right now. So it's a couple of things. But I would say personally, I get into really deep rabbit holes on certain leaders. Like I might be captivated, you know, when Tina Turner died, I went deep on to like Tina Turner's journey. But right now it's Caroline Wanja. She is a Kenyan just like me, and she's the editor in chief at Essence Magazine. So she is just totally inspirational and candid about her role and the demands. And right now I'm really like, she's on a media press tour right now, and I've been really deep into her leadership style and how she leads with so much authenticity. President Obama just a few months ago released something called Work, just talking about the way we work and what does work mean for people and how people derive meaning from their life from work. And so I've been really fascinated with some of those stories there. So I would say those are a couple of things recently that I've been really captivated by.
Really some good stuff right there. Thanks for that. Today we're speaking with Wamita Muthara, the creator of Career Safari, an opportunity to bring together a global community of women that provides authentic advice and resources on navigating career life. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Wamita, looking back, what would your advice be to other business leaders looking to start something new?
Oh, yeah. There are a few things that I would recommend. First, I would say, be as creative as you want to be. And just talking to you, it's making me really reflect on some of the fun moments in the very beginning of creating Career Safari and just turning nothing into something. I remember sitting at my desk, putting words together, trying to figure out what the whole slogan will be for Career Safari. It was a really, really fun time. And it's amazing how fast things change. But it was really a creative time. I was birthing something that I never thought I would do. I was talking to people who have done it before me and they were gracious with their time. So my first thing I would say is really be creative as you want to be. This is yours. Don't put those limitations on you. If you get it wrong, you pivot. Everyone does that. Businesses do that. You see every day businesses get something wrong. You do not have to be perfect. So be creative as you want to be. And then I would say really get to know the audience or the customer that you're building for. So while creativity is great and you need it, you need to create those, you know, creative moats to make sure that you have a good and compelling value proposition. Then you have to test it with the audience or the customer you're building for. So create those, obviously, user personas, test out ideas. If you have people in your inner circle that are similar to the customer, the audience you're building for, make sure they're brutally honest about, you know, how they're receiving what you are creating. Test it. Be comfortable with pivoting. But really get to know where your audience is, where your customers are, what are they buying, what is their needs, how are you fulfilling their needs. But that's definitely an important aspect of building any business. And the last thing I'll say is that it's perfectly okay for any entrepreneur out there to build your business and have a full-time job. That is normal. I think sometimes we feel we must quit our job and we must, you know, dive 100% into that. And if you have the financial wherewithal, if you have the guts to do that, by all means, do that. But the majority of entrepreneurs that I talk to, and I'm sure you talk to Eric as well, they're doing both at the same time in the very beginning. So be comfortable with that. It's perfectly okay. Those are long hours, but it's very, very normal. And I don't want people to feel insecure about where they are in terms of their entrepreneurial efforts.
Well, Mita, if you don't mind, could you share a story about a mistake you made and what you learned from it? I'm sure we could learn something from that mistake as well.
Oh, geez. I think I probably made a mistake yesterday, but I'll talk about and early on when we were turning it into a podcast, and even when I was actually, it was originally just a blog, I really was intimidated by the editing process. When I did like my research on podcasting and the way to make a podcast, everything I read about editing made me want to hide in a corner. So I did everything to avoid it. I shortened the podcast. I tried to make it, you know, maybe 10 minutes long so I could just edit for a few minutes. And really what that was doing, it undermined the true effort of Career Safari, which is to have robust conversation. It's to build connection with the audience, to tell fascinating stories about women's career journeys. And a 10-minute podcast wasn't going to fit that purpose. And at times, that's a great thing to do, especially like what you're doing with entrepreneurs right now. They're busy. It helps. But that wasn't part of our mission. So I then was at the mercy of family members. My sister is a wonderful communications expert. She does this as part of her full-time job. So I asked her for help. But then if you've worked with family, that means you're at the mercy of family and her schedule and paying clients. And I wasn't able to build or publish a podcast consistently because of that. So it just didn't work. And at the end of the day, what I had to do was what I was avoiding, which means hire an editor. And I went to some of the Facebook groups like She Podcast. There's a lot of great podcast networks out there or community groups. And I interviewed different editors and I found a really wonderful editor who runs the Women of Wayland podcast. And she gets what I'm trying to accomplish with Career Safari. So I would say that was my biggest mistake, trying to shortcut something that was truly important. And my advice would be, and what I learned is to outsource your weaknesses and build partnerships. There are people that are better at certain aspects of this work than you, and it's okay to reach out to them.
Certainly appreciate your advice there. That is most helpful once again. Lastly, as we conclude, what are the recurring themes, rising issues you're hearing from your audience that our business leaders might be able to learn from as well? That would be a great place to conclude things here today.
Yeah. And we have a really unique audience. It's diverse communities. It's global communities. Our largest audience is in the United States, India, Ghana, some in Mexico. So when I say the career, as far as audience is broad, it really is. And obviously mostly women. So there's research out there from McKinsey, I believe, and it cited that 51% of employees are leaving for the same reason, which is belonging. And as I mentioned earlier, my audience is a lot of mid-career professionals, aspiring entrepreneurs from many parts of the world. And from my more anecdotal research and experience, what McKinsey found was spot on. People don't feel valued by their organizations or managers. They don't believe that they're in an environment that they can grow in. And that leads to quiet quitting. Although sometimes I believe quiet quitting is just setting work boundaries, but, you know, it does lead to that. And it can lead to flat out resignations, as we've seen in the past few years. But this also means they are not bringing their ideas to you. These are emerging entrepreneurs. They are innovative. They feel their innovation is stifled and amongst other things. So I believe that's also why we've been able to create a community, because women are feeling isolated on their career path. They are in search of a healthier relationship with their career. All of us need community in some form of purpose, and many people find elements of that in their career. So as much as we talk about leadership, I believe in what I'm hearing, there is still an absence of great leaders. And I really believe that most of us can count on one hand the amount of amazing bosses we've had. So I would say if you are an entrepreneur or an employee, whatever it is, get real about how your employees or your customers are experiencing your company at different levels, or how you want them to experience what you're building. And, you know, I would say through Career Safari, we've been able to have those conversations with different companies and leaders. So I would definitely say there are leaders out there that are trying to be more thoughtful about creating a space of belonging.
Well, Mita, we want to thank you so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio on behalf of Career Safari and for all the insight shared here today. If listeners wanted to tap into Career Safari or even to tune into the podcast, where can listeners find the details?
Oh, you can reach Career Safari at www.thecareersafari.com. You can find us on all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, all at Career Safari. We're also on YouTube. It's a video podcast as well at The Career Safari. So please join, subscribe.
And of course, listeners, as always, we'll include all links within the show notes of this broadcast. Wamita, all the best. Certainly was a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric, for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Wamita Muthara, the creator of Career Safari, an opportunity to bring together a global community of women that provides authentic advice and resources on navigating career life. And again, for all the details, visit thecareersafari.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.